You're listening to NewsRamp Cryptocurrency. Today is Saturday morning, April 11th, 2026. Real stories, AI voice. Details at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's dive in.
FBI says crypto scams cost Americans $11.30 billion in 2025. Americans fell victim to cryptocurrency scams, losing a staggering $11.37 billion in 2025, as reported by the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center. This marks a significant 22% surge from the previous year. The alarming rise in losses underscores the growing threat of crypto-related fraud. Firms like Marathon Digital Holdings, Inc. may need to bolster their cybersecurity defenses to combat this escalating risk. North Korean cybercriminals grabbed $285 million from crypto exchange. North Korean cybercriminals have successfully stolen approximately $285 million from a decentralized trading platform. The hackers, believed to be linked to North Korea, infiltrated the platform's operations over several months before executing one of the largest crypto thefts of the year. This incident highlights the increasing complexity of cybercrimes, prompting licensed crypto companies like Circle Internet Group, Inc. to prioritize cybersecurity measures.
Crypto news breaks. Solo and Holdings invests in Libiera to expand RWA tokenization reach. SOL. Soloin Holdings announced that Aliux Ventures Limited, its venture arm, has invested in Libiera Pt. Limited, a regulated real-world asset tokenization platform. This move aims to expand tokenization initiatives across Asia and globally. The investment builds on prior collaboration between Aliux Limited and Libera on RYT, a tokenized money market fund developed on AXG's FERION platform.
Crypto news breaks. Perpetuals.com Limited launches quantum resilient service to strengthen encryption against emerging risks. Perpetuals.com has introduced quantum resilience as a service, QRAASS, to bolster encryption security against quantum computing threats. The service enhances key generation with quantum resilient entropy, supporting financial institutions, enterprises, and government users without requiring system changes. Leveraging quantum random number generation, QRAAS offers flexible deployment options to strengthen cryptographic key randomness while maintaining user workflows.
Japan moves to overhaul crypto regulatory system. Japan is taking a major step to reshape how cryptocurrencies are regulated, signaling a shift toward treating digital assets as a core part of the financial system. This move reflects the country's effort to keep up with the growing importance of crypto while protecting investors and ensuring market stability.
April could witness high volatility in crypto markets as military actions tied to the U.S. have increasingly unfolded at the start of weekends in 2026. Companies like Bullish will be closely monitoring the developments in the wake of recent incidents. For more insights on blockchain and cryptocurrency news, visit Cryptocurrency Wire, a specialized communications platform within the Dynamic Brand Portfolio at IBN.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Cryptocurrency Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.